Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Lindsay Patterson. In early 2008, NASA's Messenger mission is scheduled for a first-time-ever orbit of the planet Mercury. Earth and Sky's Jorge Salazar spoke with Sean Solomon with the Carnegie Institution in Washington, D.C. Solomon is the principal investigator of the Messenger mission to Mercury.
Well, Dr. Solomon, what's the scientific interest in Mercury?
Well, there are several reasons why we want to explore Mercury. It's one of the least explored planets in our solar system. There has not been a spacecraft to Mercury in more than 30 years, and the only spacecraft to visit that planet, Mariner 10, simply flew by three times. It never saw more than half the surface. It didn't carry any instruments to do geochemical remote sensing. It made some important discoveries, like the magnetic field, some of the constituents of Mercury's very tenuous atmosphere, some of the nature of the magnetosphere that surrounds the planet from the solar wind plasma streaming out from the sun. But it left many, many questions unanswered. And Mercury is an important member of the family of inner planets that includes the Earth and Venus and Mars. And what makes it especially important, despite its small size, it's only 5% of the mass of the Earth, is that it is a rather extreme planet in many respects. It is the densest planet when you correct for the effects of internal pressure. It has the highest variation in temperature from day to night, 600 degrees centigrade, 1100 degrees Fahrenheit at the equator. It's got one of the most ancient, heavily cratered surfaces, and yet it's one of the smallest bodies and the smallest planet to have a global magnetic field, a miniaturized Earth-like magnetic field. Despite the high temperatures at the equator of Mercury, it appears that there's water ice in permanently shadowed regions at the poles. So the planet is one of many mysteries, some of which were raised by Mariner 10, some by Earth-based astronomical observations.
What are some of the features that MESSENGER hopes to collect data on and to be able to further, answer some of these questions that scientists have about Mercury?
MESSENGER is going to be the first spacecraft ever to orbit the planet Mercury, which means it'll obtain a global view of that planet for the first time. It's, of course, going to have an imaging system with both a high-resolution narrow-angle camera and a more moderate-resolution color imaging system with a wide-angle camera. There are going to be several instruments that are chasing the question of what the material of Mercury's surface consists of. These are spectrometers that are sensitive to the elemental composition and to the mineralogical makeup. We know that Mercury has a magnetic field, so we're carrying a very sensitive magnetometer. We're also carrying an energetic particle spectrometer to look at some of the species that are ionized and trapped in Mercury's magnetosphere, either from the sun or from the surface. We're carrying an altimeter that will look at Mercury's shape. It will look at the topography of some of its geological features on the surface. So we're doing a global inventory of Mercury's surface, its geological history, its chemical makeup. We're going to be looking at the nature of its various tenuous atmosphere, what species are there. We're going to be looking at how Mercury interacts with its environment, the magnetosphere, and its interaction with the solar wind. So it's the first time we're getting that global view, and we want to do as much as we can.
And from what I understand, the MESSENGER is scheduled to make its first approach to Mercury sometime early next year?
That's right. It is a challenge to send a spacecraft, particularly even a small spacecraft, into orbit around Mercury, because any spacecraft that moves in toward the sun gains momentum, gains velocity. And to be captured by a small body like Mercury, we have to be moving slow enough relative to that planet so that our propulsion system can insert the spacecraft into orbit. So we use a number of flybys of Venus and Mercury to achieve that slowing. And as a result, we're going to be flying by Mercury three times before we go into orbit at the first encounter. And the first flyby, as you mentioned, is in January of 2008, January 14th, to be precise. We'll be flying within 200 kilometers of the surface, the closest that any spacecraft has ever been, and it'll be giving us our first view close up of Mercury in more than 30 years.
What are some of the big questions right now that scientists are looking at with the approach by MESSENGER of these planets?
Many of the big questions revolve around the following overarching question. We know that the solar system formed at about the same time, and all the inner planets in our solar system formed by common processes and grew from smaller objects, all co-orbiting the very early sun. And the building blocks out of which the innermost planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, formed were all approximately the same. And yet, the planets we see today are extraordinarily different in terms of their geological history, in terms of their atmospheres and their climates, in terms of their habitability for life. And the challenge to the planetary science community is to try to understand how the innermost planets did form by a set of common processes and yet evolved so very, very differently. In the case of Venus, which we're visiting today, that's often called Earth's twin, although that's really kind of a misnomer. It's the most similar to Earth in mass and radius and composition, and yet its atmosphere and climate are extraordinarily different, with Venus having gone through some kind of runaway greenhouse and having surface temperatures something like 470 degrees centigrade now, and global cloud cover, the clouds being sulfuric acid. Really a hellish place by comparison with the Earth. And yet, we think that Venus and Earth may have started out more similar early in the solar system history and gone down different evolutionary tracks. And so every mission to Venus is now looking for clues to try to understand that fork in the road that sent us and Venus down very different paths. In the case of Mercury, the challenge is to understand how we ended up with a planet so dense. The only common element in the solar system and the sun that could give rise to that extraordinarily high density is iron. And we know in the Earth that most of our iron resides in the metallic core, most of which is fluid. The core is constantly churning. It's the source of our magnetic field, which benefits us in many ways. It shields us from the solar wind and a lot of the charged particles flying around in interplanetary space. And that core makes up about 30% of the mass of the Earth. On Mercury, to satisfy its bulk density, that planet has to have a core at least 60% of the mass, maybe 70%, maybe more. Recent radar results have shown from subtle variations in the motions of that planet that at least the outer part of Mercury's core has to be fluid, very much like the outer core of the Earth. And that may give us a clue as to why Mercury has a magnetic field. But the big mystery is, how do you end up with a planet that's two-thirds iron? It's a completely different outcome from Earth or Venus or Mars. And the competing ideas have to do with segregation processes very early in the stages of forming planets, or rather catastrophic events later in the evolution of the planets, catastrophic events like a giant impact that strips off most of the rocky component of Mercury, or a very, very hot nebula of gas and dust that evaporates a silicate shell that surrounds an early Mercury core. These sound like pretty wild ideas, but they are wonderful scientific hypotheses because they make predictions about the chemistry of Mercury's surface materials. And up to now, we know almost nothing about what that chemistry is, but the instruments on the MESSENGER spacecraft will change that story and give us a firsthand view of whether any of the current ideas for why Mercury is so dense look to be correct.
Dr. Solomon, thank you very much for taking this time out with me. I really appreciate it. What is one thing that you'd like to get across to the public today about the MESSENGER mission?
MESSENGER is in some ways our eyes on the innermost part of the solar system outside of the sun itself. We think that Mercury holds some very important clues to how our Earth formed and all the planets in Earth's neighborhood formed. And because the outcome at Mercury was so different from that of the Earth, those clues might be quite revealing. So Mercury may seem like an oddball object. It's difficult to see in the sky. It darts across the sky faster than any other planetary body, and it's only 5% of the mass of the Earth. But it may be an important source of information about how all the inner planets formed and evolved and may help us understand our own origins.
That was Jorge Salazar speaking with Sean Solomon on the space mission due to reach Mercury in 2008. I'm Lindsay Patterson, and this has been an Earth and Sky presentation.
We're at earthsky.org.